This is the ticket.
Every time I come
here
on the air now,
the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Because it's about to drive me nuts.
Well, first of all, I don't do it. Okay?
Who's this?
Hey, it's here in the radio manual.
The I have known you here's for Cobra. 10 years.
It says in the radio manual to introduce people.
Yeah.
Identify.
I mean, we have to reset. Snake.
Okay, fine. You know what? Tomorrow, you both have new introductions.
We don't need it. Our name's on the title.
The Hardline?
That's right.
No, you need to know your names.
Mike,
no.
Greg.
No, it's Hardline is all that's necessary for us. Okay. Everybody knows.
You'll have brand new intros tomorrow to combat mine. It's come to this. Okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Here is a
You'll
story.
Forget about it. Plus, it takes effort.
No, I won't.
It takes effort.
I've already written them.
When?
Just now.
That doesn't make sense.
Here is a story that is really blowing up all over the place today.
So to speak.
Yeah, if you will. Last week, the Vikings had their bye week. And team building or team bonding activity fell together involving Lake Minnetonka and two yachts owned by Al and Alma's Supper Club and Charter Cruises. This is in Mound, which I guess is a...
Never heard of Mound.
Town.
Kaka.
Up that way. This was organized by Fred Smoot, a Vikings cornerback whom they signed in free agency away from the hated Redskins. And what was going to happen here is they were going out on these two yachts. There were at least 90 people on the two yachts. They had planned a three-hour tour.
A three-hour tour?
Yes.
A three-hour tour.
But the three-hour tour got cut short because the scene on the yacht got a little bit out of hand. Now, there were some host and hostess types on the yachts.
Now, did they take these yachts out somewhere and anchor them down where you can go from yacht to yacht?
I don't think
so. Or were both yachts just their own little entity?
I think both yachts were on their own, and they were cruising around Lake Minnetonka.
Because there was a lot of people on these yachts, right?
90.
Yeah, total of 90.
Who's this?
Stop.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Snake.
Supposedly, according to, let's see, what's the guy's name? Doyle? Stephen Doyle, the attorney for Al and Alma's Supper Club and Charter Cruises, 17 Vikings players, at least, were on these yachts. They've been identified as being on these yachts. And this turned into quite the scene of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh.
Once they got underway.
According to some.
Well, according to some. Now, according to others, this is all being way overblown, as it were. But Smoot came to the charter company. He worked out all the details. He put money down for one of the boats. Someone else, as yet unidentified but believed to be a player.
Not me.
Paid for the other.
That ought to be pretty easy to find out. Probably put it on a credit card.
The staff was excited about hosting the party, and this is all coming from the account in the Minneapolis Star Tribune today. The staff was excited about hosting the party, and they put floating purple balloons in the boats, alcoholic drinks, hors d'oeuvres, and much revelry were anticipated. The party was initially designed to fulfill what is an annual obligation by a first-year player to throw a social event for any players and friends and family members that want to attend. And this was to be over with at midnight. So they must have got underway about 8:30 up there on Lake Minnetonka. But almost immediately, crew members noticed partially disrobed women walking around. One employee opened a galley, and he said three nude women popped out.
Totally?
Well, I'm nude as nude, is it not?
Totally nude out.
Does it say in that story, because it doesn't in mind how many people were actually on the crew, how many employees of Al and Alma.
How big are the boats?
It doesn't say. It just says two.
I don't tell you how many crews.
It's a group of 90 people. So let's say there's 45 people on each boat. And I don't know if that includes the crew or not.
Those boats are probably at least 75, 80 feet.
And what is the crew?
According to this story, there are about five crew people on each boat.
Okay. And are those people serving drinks or are they working the boat? Are they making sure they're sailing correctly or what?
They're probably, you probably have someone making sure it's sailing correctly. And the rest are bartending and waiting and that type of thing.
Well, it doesn't sound like enough to me. Because a boat that big, to hold 45 people, you got to have a captain and you got to have a first mate. You got to have two people, so that would leave three to
bartend.
That's
law?
It is here in Texas. I mean, I don't know what it is up there, but there's almost nobody, no captain.
Three people for 45, that's plenty to serve. 45 people, I mean, that's nine people per person. You've seen waitresses and bartenders with, you know, work 9 or 10 tables. It's not that much.
So you have partially disrobed women walking around.
Oh.
Three nude women popping out of a galley.
Oh.
And then the crew saw women giving lap dances for money.
Hey, now.
Jeez.
So they hired strippers.
That's all they did was hire strippers.
Players were approaching the wait staff, telling them they would be tipped if they danced. It said the players starting to become more aggressive, wanting to pour their own drinks and screaming at the bartenders.
Ow!
Naked women walked around without hesitation. They performed oral in the open.
Hey now.
In the open.
Yeah. Yes. Sex toys were strewn about.
It's a passion party.
Hey, Dill.
At some point, the yacht captains called each other to see whether similar activity was happening on both vessels, and they found out that it was, according to Doyle.
Hey, Doyle.
Neat.
He had what he called eye-popping conversations with crew members. He said the captains had to step around people who were having sex on the floor.
Sex?
They were thinking it couldn't be safe out in the middle of the lake.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? You're on a big, giant boat.
You may fall off while you're having sex.
Hot sex.
Well, right.
What you need to do is say, okay, anybody having sex, y'all get up and put a life jacket on.
Okay.
He called it a petrifying scene. One woman working as a hostess.
You know what? It's none of his business what they do. He just drives the boat.
I can't decide if Grooms is ruining this story or making it.
Oh, he's making it.
Hey.
One woman working as a hostess on one of the boats called Mound Police to report possible prostitution, drugs, and sex acts. The boats had been cruising. They'd been out for only 40 minutes when the supervisors on shore...
40 minutes it took for this to go on.
And they were told what was happening, and he ordered the captains to return.
Hey, they only had three-hour passes from their wives.
Yeah, but you think like, okay, you know, you get on the boat, you have a couple drinks, you tell
a couple
stories.
They'd already had drinks. They probably got on sloshed, every one of them.
When they got to the shore, some of the women asked if they were stopping so that they could switch boats. But
that's some good girls right there.
The guests departed in their limos they got in their limos and left without incident. Now, prior to boarding, at least one group in a limo urinated on the lawn of a Mound matron. She confronted the guy
but was scared away by his dingus.
Excuse me, do you mind? And she says they looked at her as if she were crazy. One of them said, it's only water, ma'am. And continues to believe himself.
What a great line.
Now, that part of this is no longer being investigated, but the rest of this is. There is some question about the captains not having enough control and not acting quickly enough. The sheriff's office is investigating a report of alleged criminal conduct.
Consisting of what, though? I don't understand.
What?
Well, if there were drugs, obviously, there's a crime. Or if there's prostitution, that's a crime, too. If you're paying a woman to have sex with you, bingo, jail.
That's illegal.
All they got to do is say, hey, I was paying for a lap dance.
Well, they say that it's likely that misdemeanor charges involving lewd behavior could be filed against some of these guys within the week.
Are any of these girls crying sexual assault?
Not that anyone knows of as of yet.
Not until they start throwing the prostitution card around.
Yeah, exactly. And would it surprise you at all if one of these women are like, well, he raped me. He just flat out raped. He was drunk. He was demanding things of me, and he just raped me. And I want to get paid.
You know what? Whether you like this or not, it's easy to see what they did. They all came up in limos, so they're not driving. They hired a bunch of nookie girls. They were probably strippers. And they were going on a boat to have a party. That's what athletes do.
They were trying to get their White House scene together.
That's exactly what this was.
I see nothing wrong with what they did.
I imagine the wives are probably thinking a little different from you.
What if they're single? What if they're single?
Well, I'm sure some of them are, but you think all of them are single?
Well, you know what? That's between the husband and the wife.
Well, obviously.
He needs to work that out. But criminal charges?
Do you have the quote?
And the captain didn't have... But what's a captain going to do? He's there driving a boat. He's not trying... I mean, he's trying not to hit buoys and other boats.
And icebergs.
I mean, he doesn't have time to go down there and, you know... this is crazy. They were being responsible.
Now, complicating this further are these two factors. The Vikings have a new owner who, just took over. And things have not gone well on the field for the team this year. And also, this comes up at a time when the new owner, are lobbying the Poles up there for a new stadium.
You can say Polak.
No, I mean politicians.
Oh.
I bet this thing blows up pretty big.
Do you have the quote from Mueldy Moore?
No.
Well, they got a quote from one of the players. Running back Mueldy Moore says he was on the boat, but the media, quote, got it all wrong. He says, yeah, I was on that boat, but I don't exactly know what the problem is because nothing happened.
Well,
I didn't see anything, including sexual acts. He says, sex? What are you talking about?
Sex?
That's crazy, man. Sex? Come on. Look, I'm engaged, so none of that. That'll put me in trouble.
Well, he's obviously lying.
Is he?
You know what? I believe that this is what professional athletes do.
I know.
I mean, they play a very violent game. They play hard, and then they play hard off the field. But I just want to know.
So all that makes this right?
Okay, I'm not saying it makes it right, Rhines.
Morally, it's wrong.
Yeah, it is. But who were they hurting? It wasn't like that they're out somewhere where they're putting everybody else in danger. They weren't doing that. They showed up in limos, so they're not on the road driving, and they went out in a boat, and they hired some nookie girls. There's not a lot of difference in doing that and going to a strip joint.
Well, I think it's very telling that...
Well, yeah, there is.
That this is being...
You think sex doesn't happen in strip clubs? Are you that naive?
No, I know it happens. No, I don't know personally, but I know it does.
Well, I think it's very telling that they say they are investigating what went on this thing to see if anything rises to the level of a criminal chargeable offense.
In other words, they're looking for something.
But so far, they say nothing has. They don't have anything on anybody here yet. And it could be that I mean, who knows? It could be that they may not, but I wouldn't bet on that.
No, because they'll pressure somebody, and he'll go, yeah, you know, I think I saw one of them players with a joint.
Or some girl will
cry rape.
Yeah, and she'll get dollar signs in her eyes. She will see this as her big payday.
And look, if everybody would have kept their mouth shut and let them go out there for the 3 hours, come back, it wouldn't be a story. You would have to investigate anything. Well, it drives me nuts, man. I mean, it's, you know, they were, for once, they're trying to be responsible. It's like Nate said, you know, you guys get on us when we do that, and all we're doing is running a bunch of whores in here.
Well, watch this. This could really blow up in days ahead. It's getting a lot of play in the national media today. Entertainment news always gets a lot of play in the national media.
The Boy George drug story gets even stranger, and the incredible power of Oprah.
Cobra. KTCK.